From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Sam Gleaves. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Paul and Silas are bound in jail, had no money for to go their bail. Keep your hand on the plow and hold on, hold on, hold on. Keep your hand on the plow and hold on. Paul and Silas began to shout. The jail broke open and they walked out. Keep your hand on the plow and hold on. Hold on, hold on. Keep your hand on the plow and hold on. Only thing that we did wrong, stayed in the wilderness too long. Keep your hand on the plow and hold on. Hold on, hold on. Keep your hand on the plow and hold on. Only thing that we did right is the day we begun to fight. Keep your hand on the plow and hold on. Hold on, hold on. Keep your hand on the plow and hold on. Chain that we can stand is the chain of hand in hand. Keep your hand on the plow and hold on. Hold on, hold on. Keep your hand on the plow and hold on. Got my hand on the gospel plow. Wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Keep your hand on the plow and hold on. Hold on, hold on. Your hand on the plow and hold on. Hold on, hold on. Keep your hand on the plow and hold on.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm associate producer and the host of Red Barn Radio, Brad Becker, and I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 502nd live performance. Sam Gleaves, tonight's guest, writes new songs in the Appalachian tradition, telling stories about love, the home place, working people, and social issues in the mountains. Sam's music has been featured on National Public Radio, and his debut record of original songs, produced by Kathy Fink, was released just a few short months ago. Welcome, folks, Sam Gleaves.
Watched you grow up, knew you were your people's pride, followed peanut football, and now you're speaking your own mind. You're a shy one, but I always did believe if something needed changing, you'd do it quietly. Well, as I knew you, never thought that I would see so much in common between you and me. And it ain't easy when everybody knows your name and life is made out for you, but you are not made the same. And I know you couldn't love him like you ought to. And what your heart knows ain't what it was taught to. Two fellas holding hands in our little southern town, making their own change come around. On an autumn evening, just under my 2 feet, if I hold real still, I can feel the heartbeat of this old town, all the change and memory, all the help and hurting, the call that never leaves. And I know you couldn't love him like you ought to, and what your heart knows ain't what it was taught to. Two fellas holding hands in our little southern town, making their own change come around. Some mother's darling, some anxious bride, some notebook writer making sense of what's inside. In the beauty shop they're talking while the men put up the hay. I watch those boys find themselves today. And I know you couldn't love him like you ought to, and what your heart knows ain't what it was taught to. Two fellas holding hands in our little southern town, making their own change.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Red Barn Radio. I'm the co-producer of Red Barn Radio and host this evening, and our guest is Sam Gleaves. We're really glad to have Sam with us. Thanks for being on the show.
Well, thanks so much. Yeah. It's like being among friends here on Red Barn.
Good. Yeah, I read one reviewer who said that you have a gift of making us feel as if we truly know you through the songs that you sing. And I thought about that, and I think I'd agree that anybody who listens to Ain't We Brothers is going to know clearly where you're from, that you're gay, that you have a partner who's also musical, that you're sentimental, in a good way, loving and compassionate. You're a person who examines yourself, examines things going on around you. I still kind of want to know some things like, you know, what do you like to watch on TV? And,
oh,
you know, what kind of things do you collect? Do you collect baseball cards or anything like that? Or?
Yeah. well, I mean, as a child, I collected Beanie Babies, but I've since given that up.
Beanie Babies.
Yeah. I don't know.
They may have a comeback. You never know.
You never can tell. I mean, we've always been hoping they'd be worth something, but I've played with them so much and tore the tags off and stuff. I don't think they're worth anything now. I love to cook. I mean, love to get together with friends. I live in this great old farmhouse out on East Haiti Road in Berea. That's spelled like Haiti, the nation. But
really?
It's pronounced Haiti by the locals. If I was to go into a gas station and say, can you tell me where East Haiti Road is? No one would know where I was talking about. But that's a great spot. We're right across from a little branch of Silver Creek, I think it is. And it's just a nice place to live. And I've got 3 housemates, so we're all also musical. We just have a great time. Well, I mean, we're always getting together. There's so many great musicians and singers in Berea.
Yeah, yeah.
That we're always getting together and singing the moon up, you know. This music does bring people together, and I'm really fortunate for all the friends that I've made playing this music, and my life's sort of centered around it. I don't know what else. I mean, as far as TV, I don't own one, so I don't know.
I'm just joking.
Well, I'll sing you a song that I wrote about a coal miner from West Virginia named Sam Williams, and because his name is also Sam, I get these letters sometimes that saying, you were a coal miner? And I'd have to write back and say, not exactly. Let me explain that again, you know. But one of the first places I ever sung this song in public was here on Red Barn Radio. I was born here just the same as you,
Another time, another day. I'm sure the good Lord took his time, made each of us just this way. I walk beside you step by step, and it never crossed my mind that I would grow up one of the different kind. That didn't stop me from chopping the wood, scraping my knees like old boys should, going down to the creek in the noonday sun, wringing out my shirt when the work got done. First things first, I'm a blue-collar man with scars on my knuckles, dust on my hands. Probably wouldn't have ever known I've got a man waiting on me at home. To tell you the truth, I don't want to fight, just want to say one thing outright to you. Ain't we flesh and blood all through? And ain't we brothers too? I took a job and worked right by you, walked down in that hole beside you, thought I heard some whisper sound, got found out, word got around. I got made out for something I'm not, called everything but a child of God, didn't mind to show it out in the parking lot. So I cut my coat with my head hung down, just like a stranger in my own town. Got bitter day by day, went home every night with the mess they made. First things first, I'm a blue-collar man with scars on my knuckles, dust on my hands. Probably wouldn't have ever known I've got a man waiting on me at home. To tell you the truth, I don't want to fight, just want to say one thing outright to you. Ain't we flesh and blood all through? And ain't we brothers too? Tell me I'm not man enough to set foot in that mine. Go on and tell me that once more, to my face this time. To tell you the truth, I don't want to fight, just want to say one thing outright to you. Ain't we flesh and blood all through? And ain't we brothers too?
Yeah, it was a real thrill. I got to record that song with Tim O'Brien. He lives in Nashville, and he came in the studio and sang harmony on that song, which I so appreciated, and I was so humbled just to get to watch him work. And he drank black coffee the whole time, like a true country singer, you know. All these people babying their voices and drinking lukewarm water, you know, like avoiding dairy or whatever, and Tim O'Brien's just chugging black coffee and doing amazing work. He's a great fella.
Love the picture you've painted of your home space. You have animals there too?
Well, no. Our neighbor has a dog named Buddy, but I mean, he walks over in the yard all the time. But we don't. Oh, we have 10 chickens, I guess. Yeah, that would count.
Okay, well, that does count.
Yeah,
yes.
We just put them outside. You know, they are about, I don't know, 6 weeks old or something. But they're big as basketballs now. You know, they're huge. They're out in their own little coop now, and we look forward to eggs in a couple of months. They're all hens, we hope.
How about paint us a picture of width, especially the man. Did he actually own a barbershop, the guy who?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Tell us about.
I grew up in a small town called Withville in Wythe County. About 10 miles up the road, there's a small town called Rural Retreat. That's hard to say.
That is one of those tough ones.
His name is Jim Lloyd, and he's had a barbershop there. I mean, he was like vice mayor of the town at one time. He's lived there a long time, and he's taught a lot of kids how to play. Teaches kind of on every old-time string instrument, you know, banjo, fiddle, mandolin, guitar, all that. He's a really good thumb style guitar player, you know, like Travis style.
Yes, right.
He grew up playing that in his family in southern West Virginia. He's just a remarkable person, and he really cares about that community that you create through music. Like, he used to take us all out every Wednesday night. We'd all load up in our cars and go out to a square dance that was held at a summer camp, a little place called Cedar Springs. We would play for this square dance, and that was like our practical training in playing old-time music, you know, because it takes a lot of endurance to play for a dance. Sometimes you have to play a tune for 10 minutes at a time, and especially if you just learned that tune like 2 days ago, it really sets it in your mind. And also, it gives you an idea that this music has a purpose, that it has a function, you know. You can dance to it, and the songs have a function, too.
And it's interesting, isn't it? The length of the songs, the amount of time that you play the same thing over and over again,
yeah,
is both what turns some people away from old-time music,
right,
and what draws others, right?
Yeah.
You know, because you get into that zone, you know, with it.
It gave me a place to belong, for sure, when I was in high school learning this music. And also, the cool thing about that barbershop was, we'd have a couple of us, you know, that were maybe like, I don't know, 14, 15 years old, sitting around there playing. And then we would have a couple old men in the corner telling dirty jokes or whatever. The only cop in the town would sometimes be hanging out in the barbershop, you know. He wasn't very busy most days, I don't guess. Yeah, I hope he never hears that. But anyway, in between haircuts, you know, it's just like you just entered a different time. Like, you walk in Lloyd's barbershop, you enter a different time. And also, you had no idea of knowing when your lesson would be, because somebody could come in for a haircut and then they'd be visiting and talking. And I just loved that. And then going to fiddlers' conventions in the summertime, where it was that times, you know, 2,000
yeah,
people,
right,
or whatever, camped out in some ball field somewhere playing all night long. So that was a lot of fun.
In an old farmhouse way back in the cove, I'd listen, she'd remember the name me Corrine, but I was the oldest, everybody called me sister. We raised what we ate, there's work to be done, where daddy went, I'd follow. Between the kitchen and the branch, the fields and the barn, I learned the most of what I know. I'm proud of the way that I came up. Nothing comes closer than that love. There's a little bit left of what used to be. These memories won't be leaving with me. Stockyard Hill, mama's people would all get together. Generation just picking and singing, didn't know one note from the other. And Charlie would lay that banjo down when he'd get happy with playing. He'd flatfoot all over that room, rattle the dishes in the kitchen. I'm proud of the way that I came up. Nothing comes closer than that love. There's a little bit left of what used to be. These memories won't be leaving with me. On Sunday morning, we're ready for church. 80 years and I'm still going. Precious memories and dinner on the ground, and the Lord was there, I know it. Now I've seen trouble and times are hard, still I'm traveling along. Why, I could have church in my own backyard, get my sermon from a song. I'm proud of the way that I came up. Nothing comes closer than that love. How I miss it still to this day, but it comes right back every time you play. Thank you.
If you've just joined us, tonight, we're with Sam Gleaves on Red Barn Radio.
Did you first discover yourself, you know, musically speaking, as a player?
Well, I've always sung, I mean, since I was real small, you know, because my grandmother had encouraged me to, or I just instinctively wanted to make noise with my voice. I don't know. I was a talkative kid, too, which you can tell that. I was always really drawn to music, you know? Like any kid's movie that had music in it, I would learn all the songs, learn all the words to the songs and everything. The first thing I did with the guitar when I was trying to learn to play it, I was about 12, was to try to make up songs on it. Because I thought, well, you know, I don't know how to play songs that other people made up because I'm not them, but I can sit here and make up something that sounds good to me, you know? And eventually I taught myself some chords, and then I met Jim, and it took off from there.
And did Jim actually teach you musical notation?
All by ear.
Okay.
All by ear. Just watch and listen. Sometimes I'd slow it down for you if you were lucky, you know? My grandmother, who is a great singer, she played the piano. She sings in her church. She leads children's music at her church. So I was dragged up there from an early age to sing in front of people long before I was ready to, but it was always fun. And she's been the most encouraging person for my music I ever could have asked for. I had asked her, you know, about, did people in your family play much music? She said, oh, you know, Mama played the piano by ear. She played beautifully, and she could hear anything once and sit down and play it, you know. She played a lot of hymns and all of this. It took a while before she ever mentioned that her brother knew all kinds of old songs. So we went over to visit him. He was not in good health. We went over and visited him one afternoon, and that's my Uncle Duck. His name is Frank P. Allison, but we knew him as Duck. And we were sitting in his kitchen, and he had his oxygen in, and he sat there, and he told me these great stories about the old songs that he loved, like, you know, Cripple Creek and Barbara Allen and Poor Ellen Smith and old tunes like that. And then he said, did you ever hear one about Frankie Dupree? And I said, no, I've never heard that. And he just lit into singing this ballad, this old murder ballad. I want all my buddies and all my friends to take this word from me. Stop your drinking and live like me, and don't live like Frankie Dupree. I took my gal to Atlanta Fair, took her to a jewelry store. I stole a diamond while I was waiting there, but I never will take no more. I took that diamond and I left that shop. I walked out on the street. I took out my pistol and I shot that cop. I laid him dead at my feet. I got in my Plymouth and away I run to make my getaway. But my sweetheart said he wouldn't come around and I couldn't stay away. They had me arrested and they had my trial. At last the judge did say, Frankie Dupree, you're just a child, but you throwed your life away. Come here, mothers, and come here now, for to see the last of your son. See what the drinking and the vile cigarettes and the sporting life has done. There
you go. You have this golden set of high tenor vocal cords. Do you do anything sort of that's deliberate to take care of them?
Oh, I don't know. I try to drink water.
I mean, you lay off the coffee, the vile cigarettes.
Yeah, I don't smoke cigarettes.
Okay.
The vocal training I got was just by being around good singers, you know. Mm-hmm. So I just would kind of notice, hey, you know, that maybe they pitch this song a certain way or, you know, they can convey a certain feeling by doing this, or, you know, I can ornament this line in this way because it's really pretty when they do that.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot just by imitation, you know?
You know, with the success of an album, and I know this will be one of many, I just do, you know, you're going to be playing so many more gigs. Do you think a lot about sort of how you're going to conserve your voice, or do you just have a voice that just lasts?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it does kind of wear out sometimes. Like my first tour when I was playing in Ireland, we would have at least a gig a day, occasionally two, for a period of 3 weeks. And so we were traveling all around, mostly the southwest part of the country, in the west coast. And we would sing in little pubs. Sometimes there'd be amplification, sometimes there wouldn't be, you know, and so we would have to kind of holler, you know, and we were always laughing. And, well, they say laughing is bad for your Really? Can wear out your singing voice. I don't know. I mean, I hear that from people that care about it. But
good for other things.
Anyway, we'd be singing in these loud environments, and sometimes you'd have to holler, and sometimes you'd holler because you were enjoying yourself or whatever. And then I did kind of lose my voice after a while, and I just learned you just have to rest it, you know? But I can't imagine going a whole day and not talking with your friends and your bandmates. You know, a lot of people will not talk, but I can't. I don't think I could do that. Patchwork of thousands of precious names. There must be someone that you know. Woven together in a quilted frame. And the names the loved ones won't let go. And I know that my name could be there, and I feel the pain and the fear. And as human love and passions do not make us all the same, we are counted not as numbers but as names. We grieve for the lovers and the families. I pray they'll meet again someday. But until that time, we will carry the flame. As the numbers grow, we'll not forget their names. And I know that my name could be there, and I feel the pain and the fear. And as human love and passions do not make us all the same, we are counted not as numbers but as names. A lover, a carpenter, a father, a friend, a sister, a minister, a mom. Each quilted piece holds a memory. Each memory helps us to go on. And I know that my name could be there, and I feel the pain and the fear. And as human love and passions do not make us all the same, we are counted not as numbers but as names. And as human love and passions do not make us all the same, we are counted not as numbers but as names.
I've seen the lark soar high.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Sam Gleaves. Recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Sam Gleaves after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.